Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners and operators and managers. Last week, I brought up the conversation about a fair wage service fee and how the Durham Fair Wage Project was certifying and publicly celebrating businesses that were paying a fair wage, which is defined in the video last week. I highly suggest you watch that. The link is somewhere up there. But everyone has been wondering, what are my thoughts on this fair wage fee? Increasing prices because of labor issues, paying more in labor, struggling to find staff, raising costs or rising costs of goods sold. They are all related, and I'm going to explain my thoughts and what to do about it in this video coming up right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as ClickBacon and ScaleMyRestaurant.com. I am very excited to bring you my thoughts on this, but first, I am not going to comment on whether or not I support the Fair Wage Project, their rules, their methods, raising the minimum wage, tip credits, or tip pools. Those are just too heavy a topic for this channel. They are too politically charged, and last I checked, I am not funded by a super PAC, and I am not a publicly paid politician, so we're going to skip that, but we are going to get very opinionated here, I promise. You're going to want to watch this, and you're going to want to leave some comments. So what will I say? I will say two things right here, right now. People should be paid a fair wage, and it is a business owner's responsibility to do this. Hold on. Before you do that, let's talk about what I mean by this. One, paying an employee a wage where they cannot provide basic needs for themselves or their family is just wrong. Now, I understand that different employees come into restaurants in different positions. So the definition of fair wage shouldn't necessarily be defined by someone else. I'm not well educated enough on the topic to say what that wage is, and I don't know if politicians should either, but we don't have a choice in that matter sometimes. What I do know is that if we are not paying a fair wage, if our business is only successful because we're taking advantage of people or we're not paying them fair for the work they're putting in or we're doing all kinds of weird things, is our business really a viable business? Is it really sustainable? Or is it only successful because we're taking advantage of people? And if we're taking advantage of people, we shouldn't be in that business anyways. So again, I don't know what a fair wage is. That's going to vary from city to city, from state to state, from country to country. And it's going to vary on the position at which they're working. But here's what I believe is if you're an owner, you know well enough what that fair wage is based on the job that they're providing. And if you're an employee, I get it. You want to get paid more. We all do. But I want you to pay very close attention to the details in the rest of this video. Because I think if you have an open mind, I'll be able to help you make more money. I'll be able to help you grow and understand what it takes to make more money and why you may not be getting paid what you deserve right now. Also, there are a lot of trolls on the internet, and I know this is a controversial topic, and I know that my opinions, while I've toned them down a bit, are still going to be controversial. I am expecting very heated comments. But please take a moment to process your thoughts before you write. Let's not call anybody names. Let's not hurt each other. Let's have a real debate here so we can improve the industry for all. When I hired my coach, I was struggling to operate restaurants in a partnership. I yelled and screamed at my coach. I said things like, "You don't understand. You can't teach me that stuff. That's for other businesses, not the restaurants. You don't get it. Employees are different. The restaurant business is different." And I fought and I fought and I fought, but eventually she was right. And some of the methods and some of the things that she shared with me, while I didn't agree with them at first, the more I thought about it, the more I processed it, the more I put some of those processes in place, she was right. And it improved things a lot. And a lot of what I teach now is because of mistakes I made then and what I've learned. And I continue to learn from working with clients all over the world in all different kinds of restaurants for the last 10 years. So please keep an open mind. Here's what I know, Or here's what I believe. I believe people are paid for the value they add. If they add a small amount of value, they get paid lower wages. If they add a large amount of value, they should get paid higher wages. That's how a business gets paid. As a coach and provider of software and services, if my software adds value, people will pay for it. The more value it adds to the business, the more they will pay. Same with my coaching. If I stop adding value, then they stop paying. If I charge more and the value that a client feels they're getting isn't as high as what I'm charging, they will stop paying. It's that simple. I don't have contracts in my software or my coaching or my products. It's on the honor system. I believe that I continue to add value and they continue to pay me. And that keeps me on my toes. And that should keep business owners on their toes and employees out there. This should also keep you on your toes. The more value you add, the more you will make. What we need to start thinking about is that maybe what we're doing was working 5, 10, 20, 50, or 100 years ago when there were less options, especially for low-wage earners. But as the gig economy develops, there are more options out there. So working in some of your restaurants with some of your rules for some of your wages, for some of the hours that you expect, in some of your working conditions is just not cutting it anymore. It's just not what they want. For many employees right now, if they're given the choice of working for $12 or $13 or even $15 an hour in your restaurant versus working in an Amazon warehouse for the same money, they're probably going to pick the warehouse or drive for Uber or drive for DoorDash because the restaurant industry has a reputation. And quite frankly, many in the restaurant industry, no matter what they pay, just don't treat their employees well enough to attract people to that industry. We all have a part to play in this. I've talked to servers who are making over $300 per shift and are often offered doubles because they can't find more employees right now. So even at $600, $700, or $800 in a day of work, they are still quitting their jobs because they are not happy in their jobs. I've spoken to cooks who say that they're leaving for more money, but then when they get to their new job, the work environment isn't what they expected, and they end up returning back to where they were before for less money. It's not always about the money. It's more about the environment that we create. And I think we can all agree, while we don't know what it is, that something needs to change. Last month, a new CEO took over Amazon from Jeff Bezos, and he changed their mission statement a little bit to include that Amazon is on a mission of becoming the world's best employer. Not a good employer, not a great employer, the world's best employer. And think about that. If they truly are the world's best employer, they are going to get more applications than they know what to do with. And in order for them to continue to provide their services, they need great employees. So what does great, what does better look like for the restaurant business? I've been preaching this for 10 years. Just watch any of the videos on my website or on my YouTube channel, and you can find video after video about what better means, but I'm gonna do my best to go into some details here. For starters, one of my missions as a coach is to improve the lives of all who serve in the restaurant industry. When I was a cook, I arrived at work daily with a pit in my stomach, a fear of being fired, being yelled at, or having something thrown at me. And I was good at my job. But I talk to employees who still show up to work with that pit in their stomach. They still show up to work unsure if today is the day they're going to get fired or yelled at or held accountable for something that they didn't do. I know that we don't throw things at people anymore, and hopefully we don't yell at them anymore, but the restaurant industry is chewing people up and spitting them out at a rate faster than we can bring new people into it. And I know what you're going to say here. What about them? You may be a great boss. Your employees might be lazy. They don't show up on time. They don't want to work. I hear you. Stick around. I promise I'm going to address this. But COVID gave many of your restaurant employees a reason to look at other industries, and they're not coming back. It's not because the government is paying them to sit home. It's because they left the industry and they don't want to come back to it. So better to me means creating an environment where certain team members look at a restaurant as a real career while others look at it as a great place to get part-time flexible work. That's what this industry has always been built on. How do we get back to that? We need to create better systems. We need better systems so team members know how to succeed in your restaurant. We need to do a better job of training, leading, coaching, and developing them better so they have a real career in your restaurant or the industry as a whole. Or if they're just here for part-time, we have to do a better job of giving them that path, of allowing them to work that path, of letting them know or of helping them understand how what they're doing for you here today is helping them develop skills that will help them later. Good performance here is good performance in whatever they want to do. We just have to get better at that. We can no longer just tell our teams to do something, then they get angry when they don't. We need to take the time to teach them how to do things properly, then create systems that hold them accountable. This isn't just hairy-fairy wishful thinking. If you're still here, and I hope you are, there are groups of restaurants out there that do this very well and succeed at very high levels. I call it managing systems and developing people. I believe people can't be managed and don't want to be managed, but systems can. And then when an employee is not following a system, we need to develop and coach them. We need to motivate them. We need to sell them on the dream of working in a restaurant or that the path they're on is the path toward their next goal. But why would they want to work for us when too often we're demonstrating the nightmare instead of the dream? Not everyone can be developed, but many can. And if we as operators and owners work harder on developing ourselves and our leadership and our coaching skills instead of just passing the blame, you can easily comment below that I have no idea. You can say, I have no idea what I'm talking about. You can say you have systems and you train your team and you're doing it well and you're doing it properly. You can say your employees are lazy and they don't care. But even if that's true, do you think it's going to get better by complaining? Do you think the labor pool will magically one day return to people who show up early and stay late while working for low wages? This is the world we live in. You can accept it and adapt to this, or you can keep wishing for things to get better. You can keep hoping that things will get different. But what I say about hope is that hope is a strategy, just not a very good one. In addition to better systems and training, we need to look at our restaurant business models. Companies like In-N-Out pay way above minimum wage, even above the California minimum wage of $15 an hour, and they make a ton of money doing it. There are examples like them in every market I visit, and many of my clients do the same. But we've worked to adjust their business model and their methods of not just operating, but also of attracting people. We've worked to get them into a place where they can expect more and get more out of their team while paying them more for their efforts. You might need to simplify your menu. You might need to close your dining room. You might need to focus on delivery only. You might need to completely change your concept. You might need to relocate. You might need to rework your recipes and how you cook your food. You might need to look at new equipment. There are a number of things that you might need to do that we haven't even thought of here. But imagine you were a taxi company on top of the world 10 years ago and you didn't respond to Uber. When was the last time you got into a taxi? Or imagine you were a Blockbuster video owner or a shareholder in Blockbuster. Everybody rented videos from Blockbuster. They were all over the place. It's what we did when I was in high school. We went to Blockbuster for 3 hours. We walked around and we rented a couple of movies and we paid a ridiculous price to do it. But when Netflix came about, Blockbuster didn't respond. And when was the last time you went to a Blockbuster? When was the last time you took your spouse on a date to a dinner show with a 40-piece live band, a full dance floor, a maitre d' wearing a tuxedo? But in the 40s and 50s, this is what you did on a Saturday night. Things change. Your restaurant may have worked 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But when I get the call from people that say, hey, my restaurant used to be really successful and it's just not anymore, I'll ask the question, what's changed? And when they say nothing or not much and they're confused, it's obvious to me. The world changed and they didn't. And right now, the world is changing faster than we are. If we don't start adapting to the world as fast as it's changing, we are in for a world of hurt. I see it all the time. And at the end of the day, if you're exceeding your guest expectations on every visit, you don't have to worry about raising prices. You can charge a fair price for your product. But if you're just responding to increasing wages and increasing cost of goods sold by raising your prices but not exceeding your guests' expectations, you will open the door for competition and struggle. And if you're serving the same burger on the same bun with the same fries as everybody else in a restaurant that looks the same, playing the same music, of course you can't raise your prices. You have too much competition, so you feel forced to cut quality or cut employees or cut wages. You're feeling the pressure because your product is the same as everyone else's. Create something unique. Create something different. Exceed your guests' expectations with something new that they've never had before. Then you'll have no competition. You'll have the funds you need to pay fairly. You won't need to add a fee. You won't need to add a service charge. You won't need to justify anything to your guests. Just give your guests what they want. Give them better service, better food. Give them 1% more than they expect, and you will have lines out your door. And you could charge fair prices, prices that are sustainable, prices that allow you to pay your team fairly. Not overpay, not give handouts, but pay them fairly. And you could pay your rent and you could pay all your bills, and you can also make a great living because you deserve to get paid fairly too if you're doing all of that. But if you're not, then I dare state that you might be getting what you deserve right now. And I know that's going to be painful to hear, but there are restaurants out there that are struggling and they want to blame outside forces. But the reality is the world has changed fast. We're making changes at the Restaurant Boss to respond to it. My clients are making changes, and I need you to start asking yourself if you also need to be making changes, because if you don't, what else is going to change? Do you really see this labor problem going away? If you do all of this, you'll grow your business so fast. You'll open as many locations as you've ever imagined. You won't struggle to pay bills, and you'll change a ton of lives in the process. I don't know about you, but isn't that what it's about? It's about creating opportunities for you and your family and your community and your team members. Don't we want to see our team members succeed? Don't we want to see them grow? Don't we want to see them live better lives? And I know that maybe right now some of them aren't giving you the work that you feel they deserve to live that better life, but maybe we're also not giving them what they need to get the best out of them. The restaurant business is not as hard as we make it. Sure, there are challenges and it's difficult. But we're not curing cancer or putting rocket ships on Mars. We're serving guests food and drinks. What makes it hard is doing 100 easy things well every day. Get good at the easy things. Exceed your guests' expectations. Be kind to others. Manage systems. Develop your people and you will be just fine. I promise. So instead of worrying about raising your prices or adding a service fee, ask yourself if your business model is still what your guests want. Ask yourself if your business model is still even viable, and then figure out what they want and give them 1% more. That's all. That's all it takes in business, is find out what your guests want and give them a little bit more. Make it a little easier for them. Make it a little faster. Make it a little better for them, and they will pay you fairly, and you can then pay others fairly. If you do this, the lines will be out the door. You'll be able to charge more. You'll have plenty of staff members applying. Not because you pay well, but because you pay well and treat them well. If you need help with anything I've discussed here in this video, we've launched a new membership site, or a new membership at the Restaurant Boss, that includes all my training programs and access to a private group with weekly calls at a very reasonable cost. We believe that we've created the best training for the restaurant industry, and we believe that we will continue to create better and better training to help serve the restaurant industry. If you're on the same mission as I am, if you believe that the restaurant industry is a great place and you want to provide better lives for your team and for your employees, and you want more guests, but not because of just great marketing, but because of great operations and great systems and great processes, sure, marketing can help, but if our business isn't great, all the marketing in the world doesn't matter. If you believe in that, then I encourage you to come check out what we're doing here. There'll be links above or below, or you can find us anywhere on here in the comments. But let's go ahead and make it happen. Come on, guys. Come with me on this mission. I know this video started about service fees and about should we be charging more on our prices or charging a 20% service fee, and it drafted into or morphed into this video about improving. But that's what it's about. if we are offering a great product to our guests, and if we treat our team members well, and if we train them and coach them and develop them, and if we exceed all of our guests' expectations, and if we exceed our team members' expectations, and if we exceed our vendors' expectations, the business is going to be so much easier for you, I promise. And if you need a little bit of help with that, that's fine. That's what a coach does. A coach makes it easier, faster, smoother. A coach shortens the learning curve. A coach takes their experience and helps you do what you want to do faster. And I would love the opportunity for you to come take a look at our new membership and our new coaching program so you can affordably get what we believe is the best coaching available to the restaurant industry anywhere in the world. My name is Ryan Gronfman, and I help restaurant owners scale. Systems create freedom. Freedom creates value. Value creates scale. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people, and I hope that you have an absolutely amazing day. I look forward to bringing you another great video just like this next week. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfman. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.